Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and/or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how, with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope. And on occasion, we kind of break away from our typical Sunday conversation that is more Scripture-based. And we just have a one-on-one conversation. And today, our Wellness Director, Tim Ruppel, and I are going to engage in a conversation. So welcome to the program, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate it for being here.
And so we want to take this time and really share with our listening audience our excitement that God has worked through Neighbors of Hope now for 15 years as we've celebrating here in the month of November our 15-year anniversary. And so I'm super excited about that. How about you?
I'm definitely excited because, I mean, I've been, you know, Neighbors of Hope for, you know, when it was Lenawee County Mission, I was through that transition. So, you know, we're going on about 6 years now. So it's been an amazing journey.
Seems like forever.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I almost been here for, and I remember when that 10th year, you know, like that was an exciting time. And
that's right, yeah.
And I was here on that time. Yeah. So like to go 15, I'm like, man, I've been here almost half the time than, you know, they've been around. So that's kind of amazing, you know, to think about, especially, you know, for, I think for my age and how other people move job to job, I've been able to stay here and and sustain my life with that. So
yeah, and it's been a blessing having you. I think 15 years when we started, golly, I mean, 15 years of providing, you know, gospel-driven life transformation to the hungry, the homeless, and the those suffering from issues of addiction. It's amazing what God's done.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like it's very heartful. Like it's like the heart gets affected here. Right? Like it's and yeah, I would say more positive, and that's what this is about. You would think it'd be so much negative, you know, just due to the population we work with and what we're doing, you know, with addiction and things like that and the hungry. But it's, you know, it's a joy to have conversation and have community with people that that may be hurting. And then there's parts of it that there's some power between that to help them heal and provide hope for them.
So. Yeah, yeah. And that tends to be quite a, I know, at least for me, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing over all these years, you know, our guests, those individuals, maybe our shoppers at Fish and Lowe's Food Pantry, they refer to us as family. You know, it really has that biblical connotation of community, where love and grace is just shared free of charge. Right. I mean, I think a lot of the people that we encounter, you know, are kind of caught up in that secularism that, you know, you get those things when you invest a certain way, right? Yeah. If you do this, then we'll love you. If you do this, then you can be a part of us. Whatever that is. But I love the way that we just make visible and tangible the love of Christ, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in every day. And that's, you know, God's primary agenda has always been his first. Primary agenda has always been community because we're relational. And so I tell people we get to practice the radical hospitality of Jesus. We serve Jesus among the homeless, the hungry, and the addicted. Right? It's not that we're serving the homeless, the hungry, and the addicted. We're serving Jesus among them. So for us, it's always been kind of that Matthew 25. Right?
Yeah.
When you do it on the least of them, you've done it unto me. Which is where our deepest Christian identity is in that radical hospitality of Jesus.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think, like, you know, I tell a lot of people, because I get a lot of calls about volunteerism. And, like, you know, that's something we live by here. Like, we need that. Like, Neighbors of Hope doesn't exist without our volunteers. Our volunteers are, you know, a big portion to us to be able to serve and to continue to serve with Christ. And I think I tell them, it's like, it doesn't matter what your job is here, what you do as a volunteer. Like, you could be in the back of Blessings and More Recycling Center folding clothes. You are going to be affected by somebody. Like, somebody's going to come in here and have conversation with you. They're going to tell you their deepest secrets. And they're going to trust that you're going to listen. They know that you may go tell other people. And they're somewhat okay with that, but they just want to know you're going to listen to them. They don't want you to solve their problems a lot of times. They just want you to listen. And I think that's what's amazing, like being here, like, you know, the long amount of time I've been here, but hearing the stories in the past of other people who have been here through this ministry from the beginning, they continue to come back, not only for our help, but for that conversation, for us just to be able to listen and provide that hospitality of a place for them to kind of tell you what's going on in their life.
And we've been, you know, over all these years, that's something I think at the core of our, what we value most in our philosophy on how we operate is the elevation of the dignity of the other.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, yeah, listening is, I mean, you know as well as I do, that's a skill, really. It takes work, in a sense. I mean, you have to be attentive. We can hear a lot of things, but doesn't mean I necessarily was intentionally listening to that. And listening matters. To slow our whatever going on in our life internally between our two ears and what have you, and direct our attention to another one of God's children, and know that what they're experiencing emotionally, mentally, sharing it verbally with us is part of their sacred story. And so to be engaged in that activity really is an honor, to be in a God-centered ministry and have that honor to listen to other people's pain and suffering. And I think for us, coming from a Christ-centered basis, you know, we strive to find the purpose in pain and suffering, right? I mean, Jesus suffered on a cross. There's all kinds of pain and suffering going on there, but it served a purpose. It has a purpose. And therefore, in finding the purposefulness of pain and suffering is one of the ways that we help elevate the dignity of the one who's sharing their life story with us.
Yeah, which I think could lead us into, we are in that 15th year, which the 15th year, the beginning started with, our flagship ministry, our men's ministry. And our men's ministry is in a point in time where we are listening to our men right now and our men in our community that are, going through homelessness or going through issues of addiction. And we want to walk with them with Christ and take, bring Christ with and introduce them to them. You know, like we're not here to force people to follow Christ, but we're here to help introduce people to them and to buy examples. It's not about telling them and reading up a scripture to them on a daily basis like that. It's about leading them by examples of how we live our own lives. And how we and hold them accountable for that. And I think by listening to them, we're seeing our men in this community want to be indignified. They want to be raised up and have people, show them that they're loved. And I think that's what we're trying to do this coming year is to get our men's ministry completed. You know, we're in a good place. We're in a good place, and we need that support to do that.
Yeah, several things. As you're speaking there, I'm reminded of that infamous saying that's attributed more often than not to St. Francis of Assisi, right? Preach the gospel always. When necessary, use words.
Yeah.
Right? Definitely. So it's, Mother Teresa's love in action and all those type of things. And it is precisely that, elevating the dignity of those whom we serve Jesus among. Because you know as well as I do, when men over the years, 15 years, we've been predominantly male, although for the past, 16 months maybe, 15, 16 months, we've been able to serve women and children now too. And it's the same principle applied. Their sense of self-worth is pretty diminished.
Yeah.
All right, when they arrive at our front door. So really, the little things that we do to help them find value in self, right, goes a long ways in their life transformation. It does help empower them to move forward in all those type of things. And you mentioned our men. Yes, past year we've had some setbacks, infrastructure development primarily, setbacks regarding our Riverside project, which would be the home of our future men's facility. And of course, nobody saw the pandemic coming this year. So that interfered with a lot. But we have been making a lot of headway, and I can tell our listening audience, those of you who may be wondering, we anticipate, in 2021, we'll be able to wrap up that Riverside project and then have a really nice facility. When we did our women and children's, I said I really want our women and children to experience that hotel-style accommodations.
Hmm.
We're going to have very similar accommodations, at Riverside for our men, because I think that homey atmosphere, that level of accommodation is another way that we help elevate their dignity, that you have value. Okay, maybe you've been sleeping outside, you've been sleeping in your car, you came from a very unsafe environment, whatever that was. Here, you have value, and we're going to try and express that. But, we certainly welcome the support from our listening audience regarding the Riverside Project, whether it be monetary. But as Tim alluded to earlier, the day's coming, probably shortly after the holidays, that we're going to need a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, right? So you've got trades background. We're going to need you.
Yeah.
That's the savings in itself, too, is it's we forget is, maybe you don't have the financial means to send us some money that way, but you may have the skills.
Yeah.
And the skills can go two different ways. Those skills can be giving your time and your skills, or if you own a business, maybe giving some of your employees the time to come over here in some way or fashion, or even being able to be around our men and our women to be able to train them. That's the way they're looking for skills too. So being part of the Neighbors Hope ministry in whole is a good idea.
And then, that brings us almost full circle, because volunteers help build that community.
Yes.
And we said when we, and back in 2016, when we changed our name from Lenawee County Mission to Neighbors of Hope, that we tell people it's just not an organizational name, it's a community development concept. We're all Neighbors of Hope. Mm-hmm. And it does take a lot of people. We want to make sure that We're spending our donor dollar on the individuals which they're sending that to support. So we try to keep administrative costs to a minimum, which then means we like to rely on volunteers, to help get the job done, whatever those jobs are. But it's also an invitation for volunteers to be part of the community of Neighbors of Hope, right? Whether that be through sweat equity or mentorship, right? Or actual clothing donations, whatever that is, right? There are all kinds of ways that our community members can be part of the Neighbors of Hope community.
Yeah, and I think that's a good challenge for us. Is this is our 15th year, so let's look at how do we increase the not our volunteerism, but our family. We want to grow our family in Neighbors of Hope.
Yeah.
And I think that's a challenge. Let's look at how do we grow our family, and we want you to be part of that team. And there's probably some way or another there's a position or a place for you to be part of our family.
Yeah. So if God's tugging at your heart, look at it. It's been a long pandemic for everyone, right? And maybe God's saying maybe it's time to get off the couch, all right? Or there are needs that God has in the community, and Neighbors of Hope is one of those. So if you'd like to respond to that call, by all means, give us a call and we'll certainly get you plugged in. But, I thinking about 15 years, probably I'm often asked, what's the biggest, we're talking about community, what's your most memorable event? And I'm trying to share this real shortly, but it's probably our 2008 banquet. All right, I've been executive director a couple of years, and so during that banquet, I gave my little speech, sermon, whatever you want to call it there, and it was pretty transparent. And make a long story short, first time in my experience as a pastor or even a teacher or anything like that, I got a standing O. All right. Now, you would think from a, and that's why I want to play this out, because it's not that, must have given a really good speech and got everybody up, and they all stood up and clapped, gave me a standing ovation, so I must be a good guy. It wasn't so much that. It was being a young executive director of just over 2 years at the time, it's most memorable for me because I saw in that community, and we had, what, 200, 250 people there, all standing, not necessarily praising me, but what I saw in that sea of people was God. I knew at that moment I wasn't alone, that this community embraced what God was doing through then Lenawee County Mission, now Neighbors of Hope, to help make Lenawee County a better community. And that's been very memorable, and it's proven true, right? We wouldn't be here for 15 years if we didn't have the love and support and generosity and compassion of the greater Lenawee County community. So for that, I want to express my deepest gratitude, one, to God, and then to the community of Lenawee County for helping us get 15 years. And we pray that you'll support us for another 15 years so we can continue to impact the well-being of Lenawee County. But, well, thanks, Tim, for your time. And thank you to our wonderful supporters for 15 years. Neighbors of Hope, providing God-driven life transformation to those homeless, addicted, and hungry in Lenawee County. Till we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves food pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.